You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. With today's show is what age do I start my Social Security check, or what age do I start my Social Security income, you know, since we have a choice between 62 and 70. But, you know, in a way, the same topic, Hans, has to do, you know, as times have changed and people live longer, to actually the whole concept of this show is finishing well. Like, what did God have in mind, and how cool is it now that, you know, it would not be unusual at all for me to work on into my 70s and 80s? And that changes those strategies. But some, there's still people out there that are thinking about retiring at 55 or whatever, and I would go back to where Eric Little was when he was going to race in the whatever Olympics at the, you know, in the early, you know, 1900s. And his sister was out there, well, you're supposed to be a missionary. You're supposed to go to the missionary field. I don't know if you remember the story, but That was what she was saying to him. And he said, oh, I'm going to go be a missionary, but first, you know, I'm going to run. Because, you know, when I run, I can feel God's pleasure. Well, if you're with this man for any particular time, Hans Scheil, my certified financial planner friend, I mean, you could see the pleasure in his eyes when he begins to talk about Roth IRAs or life insurance. I mean, you can see that you know, God is loving to run with him. And I would offer that as, you know, if you're not there, like God, you know, spend, what a wonderful thing to talk in prayer. God, what would you have me do? And he totally changed my profession. I was a car salesman of all things, you know, when I was in my late 50s. And I didn't know it was tearing out my heart, but God knew it was. And so he dismantled my life so that I could, you know, do this and feel like, you know, as I am feeling purpose, as I am feeling joy, you know, my family feels that too.
Oh, sure.
And we do, in fact, finishing well. So this subject today of at what age do we turn this income on, this big old annuity that I found out I didn't even know was an annuity until I started doing this show. It's cool stuff.
Well, it is. And so the decision that's in front of us, for those of us that are not on Social Security yet, is at what age do I start? And so the earliest age you can start Social Security, if you're not disabled, is 62. And the oldest you can be and still delay it is 70. Now, what a lot of folks don't know is you could pick every month in between over a span of 8 years. So
right.
8 years times 12 months is, what, 96 months. So there's 96 different dates that you could start your Social Security. So right off the bat, when we're making a decision in a plan, we got 96 different choices.
Right, and it's right on a statement. That I did not know that when I started doing these shows, but that was something that just became obvious when you ran this statement, which, is, by the way, is very, very easy to get.
Well, let's just, for our listeners, if you want to take this to heart, if you've already run this statement, go run it again. And if you've never run this statement, if you go on to SSA, the Social Security Administration, ssa.gov, and you go to the My Social Security button, they're going to ask you a bunch of questions to make sure it's really you.
It's really not as hard as, like, your insurance company's website, I'll bet you. I'm surprised at how easy it is for the government.
But if you have a little trouble with it, get your son or daughter or somebody that's good with computers just in there and run your statement. Okay? Save it as a PDF and get a hold of it. Because I actually requested that Robbie do that about a week ago, getting ready for the show. And then he came in here, he was all full of joy coming down the hall.
It went up.
I got it. And here it is. And, you know, and it just, So that's a little bit of that joy transferring. But what the lesson is today is picking an age, okay? And that's what we do as financial planners. And, you know, most people actually pick this age somewhere in their 50s, okay? I mean, or their early 60s, before they're even there. I mean, when I run into most clients coming into me, they don't have a question. They tell me, I'm starting my Social Security at 70. Or I'm starting it at 65, or so a lot of people have already made this decision many times before they really even learned what financial planning is. And they've made the decision based upon typically not as much information as, let's say, that I possess about it. And a lot of times they've made the decision over a book they've read, an article they listened to, or more commonly, they've talked to their brother-in-law or their older spouse or sibling or somebody has told them what age they started and why, and they've convinced them that'll be the best thing for them.
Yeah, that would have been me had I not met you, but here we are.
Yeah.
But there are reasons to start your Social Security early.
Well, yeah. So the first thing I wanted to do was, most people are going to lean on starting it later. I mean, just if I took all the clients, there's more of them starting it later than starting it early before they come in and see me. And so I really wanted to just go over what would be a reason that I, as a financial planner, might advise you to start it early. And at 62 or some point before 66, number one reason, you need the money. But if that's your reason, you don't have to be embarrassed about that with me or yourself or anyone else. Go get it. Number two, if you have dependents in high school, so if you have children who are teenagers or younger, and they're going to be in high school or grade school or middle school or whatever, I don't care how old your spouse is, if you could start your Social Security, I'm not saying turn it on, but I'm saying let's take a look at it, because as soon as you turn on your Social Security, you get a benefit for dependent children. And the numbers on all that may make sense. So it's something I want you to be aware of. And then the fourth thing is your health is poor and you think your life expectancy is short. So people who are 62 now, but they were planning on delaying, thinking about delaying, but yet when we sit down and talk, they really have an expectation of a life expectancy of, let's say, shorter than 10 years. Then you might as well go ahead and take the thing, possibly. I mean, we still got to look at a whole bunch of factors like tax and, you know, what's the possibility you might live a long life. We got to look at your spouse and whether your spouse will be relying on. There's a lot of factors involved, but that could be a reason is I'm going to get the money now. Now, reasons not to start before you're 65. So now I'm going to give the contrary reasons. The first one is just for you to know, you're going to get less in Social Security life for your whole life. So if you live up to 80 or 90, you're going to be up there and you're going to have a Social Security check, which might be $1,000 a month less than it otherwise would be. And you've suffered this your whole life. So I want you to think long and hard about starting it early.
And not only that, but it affects your spouse, which is really part of the reason in my own case is I look at the statement thinking, okay, I could turn on my Social Security at maybe 67 and make a mathematical choice that this might be a better, safer deal for me personally than starting it at 70. However, when I add in the fact that my wife is 7 years younger than me and she's probably going to outlive me by some large margin, which is the case for most men anyway, by taking it up to 70, which, by the way, in my case is $900 more than if I take it at my full retirement age.
$900
a month more if I wait till 70, that then my wife gets that uptick, the larger check, then, you know, I'm gone.
Let's project this forward. So you make it to 82 and you pass.
Right.
She's 75 and she survives you by waiting till 70 and getting that extra $900 a month, you're going to you're going to be dead, so you're not going to be getting it, but she's going to get an additional $900 a month for her whole life, which could be another 20 years.
Right. And it, so it makes it what was looked like a pretty good decision before now makes it an absolutely no-brainer, you know, based on my wife being younger and like, oh, man, I mean, you know, especially since I'm working. And I would be getting taxed on that income. We got a whole bunch of that stuff coming up the next segment of why that is an effect to it.
Oh, sure. And, you know, then you can, you know, we just had that. You don't want to diminish your widow or widower's benefit. Now, in cases where you have it reversed, if you're the smaller check in the marriage, so if this was all reversed and your wife was older than you, but she had the smaller check, then that's not a factor. So there's a whole bunch of caveats with this that we can sit down with. Everybody's situation is different. And I'm just trying to outline and go on both sides of the angle. And then when it really gets right down to it, we're going to help you and we're going to start this thing and help you start this thing and put it in your financial exactly when you want to start it. So I'm just trying to educate people all around the decision. Now, there's another factor, bunch of factors, is now you reach full retirement age, which for you, Robbie, is 66 in 2 months. It's going to be coming around sooner than you than you think. But you've already made the decision, unless something drastic happened, you're not starting at 66 in 2 months. So if you had planned on it or thought about it, and now we're going to sit down with somebody at full retirement age, and we're going to suggest that they delay another 3 years and 10 months is what it really amounts to.
And here's another thing that, you know, just to show you how ignorant I was coming into working with you. If somebody would have said, you know, Robbie, if you delay your Social Security, you know, I would have thought that you were also going to delay your Medicare. I mean, that's how much I knew about the subject. Like, yeah, and that's, they're not even connected whatsoever. So I'm actually going to, my Medicare, I got to start that, you know, would be in, it's a complete no-brainer to start my Medicare, you know,
at 65
before my 65th birthday. I got to be right. Talking to Hans about a, you know, Medicare supplement, that kind of stuff. That doesn't affect my Social Security at all. But I would have connected the two in my pea little brain that I had as far as retirement, you know, prior to watching this show. So, wow, today's show is again, what age do I take my Social Security to begin those checks coming? And it is one of the seven worries tab at, you know, the cardinalguide.com, which is where you'll find Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, which I always say just to email Hans, ask for the whole book or the workbook. He wants to get to that information. We got so much more coming up on this subject. It's really wonderful kind of, you know, as I'm looking at it, that this is available for us at this season of our life. So stay tuned.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Well, welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, at what age do I start? My Social Security check's coming. And when we left our hero, we were still talking about, you know, my situation that, wow, I was so ignorant of the deal that, you know, I thought that my Medicare was connected to my Social Security. I assumed they were always, you know, that if you started one, you started the other. But I would have been really messed up because if you don't start your Medicare on time, you can get all kinds of trouble.
Yeah. And I mean, what you also didn't know was by delaying till 70, you didn't know how big the check was going to be.
I had
how
no
big
idea. When difference. I saw this statement, let me just say, ka-ching.
Yeah.
Like, man, go do this. You'll be happy you did.
Sure. And then you got that. And then what you didn't know was you're setting up Tammy's check after you're gone.
Right.
I mean,
which is
just
huge to me.
We have a lot of clients where, you know, one spouse is 5, 10, 12, 15 years older, and this really is a factor. Then we got to decide, are they the primary earner? Because sometimes the older spouse is not the primary earner. Well, then it's not a factor of delaying. Because you know, you understand that. So I don't want to start talking in circles here. So I wanted to bring up that's a factor in all of this is when we have a client, or this could be you, that you think that the government's running out of money. And I have some people tell me that on the way in as clients, stating it to me like it's fact that I buy into it. I mean, so they're not really answering a question. They're just saying, you know, the government's running out of money, so I want to start this earlier than later, so I get mine while the getting's good. I mean, they don't say it that exact way, but that's essentially. And they state that to me like they're already decided I'm in agreement with that. And I'm not in agreement with that, as you know. And I'm not saying that the argument doesn't have some credibility. There's some issues in the whole Social Security funding game. But the government is not running out of money. And there's, you know, as we talked about, there's $3 trillion in the Social Security Trust Fund. And then the Disability Social Security Trust Fund has another $1 trillion in it. And the projections are, if the projections are accurate, that they're going to run out of money in 2035, which happens to be 15 years from now. And that's assuming that their projections and their assumptions are right. And it also is assuming that the government does nothing about this.
Which they already did something, you know, just with the Secure Act.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of but I want to get back to the basic statement is if you are convinced of that, I'm not necessarily going to try to talk you out of it. I'm going to give you my opinion. But then I'm going to come over to your side of the table and I'm going to help you make the best decision based upon you assuming that's correct. And that a lot of times is starting it sooner than later. We got to look at taxes. So everybody's situation with this is different. That's the point I want to make. And, you know, you're different in your outlook, you're different in your age, you're different in your marital or your spousal situation, you're different in terms of how much other money you have, your tax situation is different.
Your employment is huge.
Your employment, I mean, the amount of income. So everybody's situation is different, and your preferences within that matter to me. And they matter to me even if you don't become a client, if you're just simply learning from this show, is just don't jump to something quick. And I would also encourage you, if you're in your 50s, in your early 60s, get the statement, start doing some learning about this, and then when you read one article or one thing, don't just take that thing and say, I'm going to go with what this person's recommending. I mean, you need to get a balanced viewpoint of this whole thing.
Well, and the other thing that kind of jumps out at me that I don't know that I really even, you had told me this before, but it became reality when I saw it in numbers, is that your income in your, you know, older in your 60s greatly affects this statement. And the reason mine went up and yours went up as a result of that. So if you were planning on this number being this, well, you know, by the time you get to be 66 in 2 months or whatever, it could be something significantly different. And mine certainly is significantly different than it was 2 years ago.
Well, sure. Yeah, I can tell you, they take your highest 35 years of income, and that's what Social Security Administration does. And they, so essentially, they're throwing out all the other years besides the highest 35. But even as much money as I've made historically, I've got some gap years where, you know, I was opening this business. And so it really helped me to make a good, substantial income last year. And so my statement improved. And I have a feeling that it's going to improve every year. It's given me an incentive to, you know, to keep making money all the way up to 70, really. And you know, but by the time there, and if I look through your statement.
Oh, really? Are you? I'm learning something all the time. So what you're telling me is they don't stop calculating at 66 in 2 months.
No.
So if I continue to make a good income or even better, that could clear up to the point that I take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No, it's already been like, oh my goodness, look, it went up you know, like $150 in 1 year. I'm like, what? That's a month. You know, that's a lot of money.
See, and what we talked about on the last show, last Saturday, was taxes, okay? Income taxes on Social Security, because I got some other stuff going on. As I'm working on converting all of my financial assets, not all of them, most of them, to either Roth IRA status through conversions, through paying the tax now, or life insurance cash values, so that when I get to be over 70, I'm going to be totally tax-free. I'm going to have a significant Social Security check between my wife and me, and then I'm going to be making withdrawals from my Roth IRA and loans from my life insurance to the point of that I need money. I mean, when I need to buy something that isn't covered by my Social Security, I'm going to make withdrawals. They're going to be tax-free withdrawals, and so I can deal all with net income. And then if I die in the middle of all that, it's all going to go tax-free to my kids.
Right.
Pretty cool.
It is very cool. And so, you know, as we select this age, you know, there's a lot that can be processed. And you said something actually during the break that kind of like put a bit of a stickler in me. Like, oh, wow. Like, kind of the last thing you want to do is listen to the show and go make it. Like, we could be the cause of somebody having misinformation and applying what we're talking about in a different way that would not be to their benefit or to the benefit of the kingdom. So we got to put a kind of a disclaimer on this, what we're talking about today.
Don't do financial planning and go act on stuff you hear on this show. Just don't. I mean, the first step I would suggest is getting my books and reading them. Or getting some books to read, and you need to seek out a professional, is what my advice, whether that's me or someone else. And it could be different professionals depending upon which subject we're talking about. So if I want to sound a little self-serving, I'd love if you would give me a call. We work in all 50 states in the District of Columbia, and we do most of our work over the phone, and we're able to serve people very well that way. Where I talked about us being part of the problem is where I see this problem is I see people that have jumped to conclusions. They've learned one fact about one subject.
It's like somebody learned a little bit about karate and they're fixed to get their head handed to them, right?
Yeah, they just don't have all the other factors. And a lot of times they've been convinced of this by their brother-in-law or their buddy at work or somebody that has taken their situation. And then that may have not even been the best decision for them, but whatever it is, they're pretty high on it, and then they've convinced you of it. And I'm just saying that this radio show could be the same way. As you could, you know, I consider this a success if I've taught you one or two things about Social Security age picking today, okay? But if I just...
Or it's even a success if it's opened up the idea of, wow, this would be a fun thing to plan. This would be a really good thing to spend some time on doing a little bit more work to really take a hard look at.
Sure. I mean, but this is just a couple guys talking on the radio. And I'm telling you, if you leave here and say, boy, I'm going to delay my Social Security to 70, I'm not going to even think about anything else because I heard Robbie's going to do that and I heard how much he's going to get. And then I looked it up. And so that's what I'm going to do. And that's where I was saying we could be part of the problem is that we could be like your brother-in-law where we're taking one situation and then we transferred it to you without looking at all the factors. And if you're just catching us by chance, we're on a podcast. All 100 episodes or more are on all the podcast apps. Finishing Well Podcast, you can find us and you can listen to these things at your leisure. And we have people all over the country now that are following this or they get tuned in with us, and then they listen to all the back shows. So I'd feel a lot better if somebody's going to base their Social Security decisions. I'd feel a lot better about you listening to 10 shows about Social Security than I would one. Okay.
Right. And the good news is that God's allowed us to do this a number of times. Is this the 10th show on Social Security already? Maybe more now?
I'm just guessing because I know that we have 7 subjects. And then we rotate and we start back over at 1 when it would be the 8th show. And I know we've been doing it for over 2 years, so you just do the math. I'm a financial planner. I mean, I think in timelines, you know, that says 104 shows. Now, I know we've had some duplicates where a few weeks where we were sick early on or something, but we're right around 100 shows.
There you go. And again, the book is available at cardinalguide.com, the complete cardinal guide to planning for and living in retirement. And then he has a workbook that goes along with that to help you apply some of those principles to your own situation and look into that. So that's all there at cardinalguide.com, as well as Hans's email, where you can just say, Hans, please send me your book and your workbook and whatever.
Yeah, and you can download the individual chapters of the book for free. They're right there on the website. You just go under Social Security, under the Seven Worries tab, you hit it on Social Security, you scroll down, you'll see the book, and just that chapter of the book, you click PDF download, you can read it on your phone or your computer.
And right before we leave, I have to tell you one other thing that's absolutely free. You can just call. You go on the website, cardinalguide.com, you can see there's a phone number. And likely you can speak right to Hans. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. He speaks to people all the time and wants to, but everybody on his staff that I know well is going to be extremely helpful. And then, you know, and that's absolutely free as well. You can outline your situation and away you go. Hans, as always, you know, I can sense that God loves to see you run.
He does.
Thanks.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.